have a coughing fit. I got a cold, and then it seemed to go, and then it came back again. Okay, so we're continuing in the on the theme of who is Jesus, and I think this is the last in the theme. It's the final of the series, and we're looking at the fact that Jesus rose again. But thinking on the theme of who Jesus is, some years ago, we had a gift given to us, and we went to, we had a train ride on the Orient Express, and it went from London down to Folkestone and back, and there was a meal on there, and but we stayed in a rather nice hotel in London, and we had our evening meal there, and the waiter came to serve, and they had their name badges on, and his name was Jesus. Now, I can assure you that Jesus I'm speaking about is not a waiter in a hotel in London, but he is the Son of God. He's the Son of God, and we think of Jesus as being the Son of God, but God incarnate. And of course, a little while ago, we were thinking about Christmas, and we were considering the fact that God came to this earth in the form of his Son, Jesus. This morning, we're looking at the fact that Jesus has rose again. But understanding that he is the Son of God. So in the last few weeks, you've looked at the fact that Jesus is the forgiver of sins, that he stilled the wind and the waves. And last week you looked at the fact that he died. And this week we're looking at the fact that he rose again. When we look at the line, we see how Jesus was born, we see how he was on this earth, ministering on earth, through his teaching and his parables, and then he was taken, he was crucified. But it's so important to understand that he rose again. He rose again. The one who rose again. So who is Jesus? Jesus is the one who rose again. He's not a waiter in London Hotel. Yes, Jesus came, he served, but he was more than that. He laid down his life, but he rose again. In some ways, almost, that this message is an Easter message, and the fact that he rose again, because that is what we celebrate at Easter. And just some weeks ago, we remembered his birth. But this is all part of God's total plan, that Jesus would rise again. He took upon himself, yes, the penalty of our sin. He took upon himself the wrath of God, but he rose victorious. In fact, if we read from the prophet Isaiah and the chapter 53, it describes in detail the whole fact that Jesus came. He bore our sins upon himself. As we remember his birth, we remember his death, but we remember that he rose again. So, Jesus rose again. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 to 6. He says this. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, and the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb? And when they looked up, they saw the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw two men clothed in long white robes, sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Why was it so important that he rose again? Why was it so important? Well, of course, this was just the fulfillment of Jesus' own words. If we go back a few chapters in Mark chapter 9, it says this: "Then they departed from their place and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know him. For he taught his disciples and said to them, 'The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men. And they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day.'" So Jesus said he would rise again. It's a fulfillment of his word. The next chapter in Mark says this: "Now they were on the road going into Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside and again began to tell them the things that would happen to him. 'Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests, the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, scourge him, spit him on him, and kill him. And the third day, he will rise again.'" Jesus said he was going to rise again, and Jesus rose again. He said it, and he rose again. Jesus rose again, and many witnessed the fact that he rose again. It's so important to understand it's not just another event, but it is a fulfillment of the whole plan of God, that he should rise again. And many saw him. So one of the reasons for him to rise again was that people would actually witness the fact that Jesus is no longer dead, but he is living. And so in Matthew we have recorded for us, on the next day that followed the day of preparation, the chief priests, Pharisees, gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said," speaking of Jesus, "'After 3 days, I will rise again.'" Even those people who had sought to destroy him were now asking themselves questions. He said he would rise again. Matthew 28. "Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled and the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, 'Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole away while they were asleep. So we see here the fact that even the people who had taken Jesus were now wondering, yes, he is risen again. And they wanted to cover it up. And so many saw Jesus in his resurrected body. Jesus again said to many that he would rise. Jesus rose again, which was a fulfillment of a promise. It was a fulfillment of a promise. So some would try to suggest that Jesus never really died, but just was in a coma. Some would even suggest that the disciples went to the wrong tomb. Perhaps it's harder to believe those suggestions than it is to believe that Jesus rose again. When we begin to think of the fact that possibly he was in a coma, can you imagine someone who had gone through all the torture, the turmoil, the pain and the suffering, the loss of blood and everything like that, would lie in a tomb and then become strong enough to roll a stone away, fight off the guards, and make his way to his own people? Jesus died, and he rose again. Why did Jesus rise again? Well, apart from the fact that Jesus said he would rise again, why did he say he would rise again? Was it just because he said he would rise again? Surely his death was sufficient. The redemptive work was complete in his death. He himself cried out, did he not, when he was on the cross? Just before he gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished." Referring to the work of the redemptive work of Calvary. So why did he need to rise again? His death was a sacrifice that would complete the plan that God had to satisfy the wrath of sin. The job was well done. It was finished. So then no need for him to rise again. He could have just slipped away. He could have just gone back to his father, because the work was done. Well, perhaps there's two reasons why he needed to rise again. The first one, so that those who saw him would believe that he truly was the Son of God, and that what he said was true. He appeared to many, so that they would be able to testify that he rose again and he truly was the Son of God. If you remember a bit later on when Peter was stood amongst the Jews of the day, and he got after the day of Pentecost, had been empowered by the Holy Spirit. Jesus had now ascended into heaven, and there he was preaching to the thousands. And he describes the whole events. And he says that many saw that Jesus had risen again. He rose again as the evidence of who he was. In rising again, he demonstrated who he was. We can also see that it was impossible for Jesus to remain in the grave, because he was the Son of God. He was a sinless one. Death is a result of sin. Therefore, we will all die because of sin. But Jesus was sinless. Therefore, the result of sin could not hold him. Death could not hold him. Because it's the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So Jesus couldn't remain in the grave. Perhaps the greatest miracle was that he actually died. But he rose again. He laid down his life, of course. It wasn't in those terms of death, but it was in terms of the fact that he carried upon himself our sins. And he died for you and me. But he had to rise again because he was the sinless one. But secondly, and more importantly, I believe, Jesus rose again. What was that pop? Was that fine? Jesus rose again so that we might rise again. Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. One day Jesus was called because Lazarus was ill. Mary and Martha, they sent for Jesus because they knew he could heal. Because they knew he could heal her brother. However, Jesus didn't arrive in time. He was delayed on his way. And when he arrived, Lazarus had died. He'd been in the tomb 3 days. But he reassures her that her brother will rise again. And she agrees that he will rise again in the resurrection. And so in John chapter 11, verse 21, it says this. Then Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." Jesus rose again in order for us also to rise again. Those words in that passage that I've just read, when he says, "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And it seems a bit of a a statement which really is a bit strange to say. But the fact that we will die, this physical body will die, but we will live again. We will rise again on that day. Can someone help Chi-Chi? She's just coming in, struggling to get through the door. So, because Jesus has risen again, we shall also rise with him. Jesus rose again in order for us to know what it is to rise with him. Remember, death is a result of sin, and this body will die just as Lazarus died. Yet, just as Jesus rose again, we also, who believe in Jesus, will also rise again. What a promise that we have in Christ. We believe in water baptism. Now, of course, water baptism signifies the death and resurrection in Jesus. And Paul, writing to the church in Rome, deals with the whole issue of the believer's resurrection. Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we're buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. And if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because Jesus rose again, we also can know that same resurrection. We're no longer dead, but we rise in Christ Jesus. Just as we see in water baptism, that death being buried with him in water, then rising again in new life. The reason Jesus rose again is one, that he fulfilled the plan and the purpose of God, but also that we might rise again with him in Christ Jesus. Here we see the truth of the promise and the outworking of Jesus' resurrection working in us, our resurrected Christ. This is why his resurrection is so important. He is resurrected, and we in Christ will know also that resurrection one day. However, for now, whilst we still live in this body that will die, we can also know something of the power of his resurrection right now, here on earth. Paul, when he writes to the church in Philippi, he says this, and I don't apologize for reading chunks of scripture, because Scripture says things better than I can possibly say it. And this letter was written to the church at Philippi, and he talks about living in the power of the resurrection. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me? These I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Isn't that just amazing? When it describes that whole matter of death and resurrection, it links so much to Jesus dying and rising again. Because of that resurrection, we today can live in the power of his resurrection. And Paul goes on, not that I've already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. Jesus rose again because he said he would. He rose again because death could not hold him. And he rose again so that we also might rise one day with him. And so Jesus rose again. Jesus rose again in order to ascend to his Father, there to intercede for us and to prepare a place for us. Jesus, the ascended Christ, who now intercedes for you and me. Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. And so he has ascended, he has risen bodily, he has now ascended into heaven, and he intercedes for you and for me. And here the writer clearly states the fact that Jesus died, he rose again, and now intercedes for you and me. The risen Christ intercedes. The whole plan of salvation is for everyone. The plan of salvation is complete in God's own Son. That is who Jesus is. Jesus, born in human flesh, lived a sinless life, died to pay the price, risen that we might rise also with him. Jesus rose. He rose again. In Jesus, the risen Christ, we have the evidence and the fulfillment of God's great love for mankind. The words of a very well-known verse in the Gospel of John sums up that great love for mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus rose again. Paul writes again in Romans, he says this, Romans 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given us. For when we are still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And if when we are enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Jesus rose to complete. Shall I turn that off? To complete that work. He rose again that we might also rise. He rose again to ascend to the Father to intercede for you and for me. And so in conclusion, this then is the assurance that we have that Jesus rose again. The evidence that he truly is the Son of God. I leave you with the verses from Mark. Mark chapter 15. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. Jesus rose that we will rise also. And finally, the words from the Gospel of John says this, and I'm repeating some verses that I've already read, when he met with Mary. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Maybe we could ask that same question. Great gift that God has given, and we can know what it is to rise again in Christ Jesus. Her response was, she said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. Today, we can say, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God who has come into the world. Jesus, who is he? He is our Saviour, he is our Lord, he is a sacrifice. And he rose again, victorious, in order that you and I might be able to right now live in that power of the resurrection, but also understand and know the hope that we have, that one day we will rise also, and we will know that power of the resurrection into that place which is gone to prepare.